Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram weekend edition for Saturday, October 7th, 2023. Zoo Midland, Inc. announces new project in West Midland. Zoo Midland, Inc., in conjunction with Boot Lake Ranch Properties and their development of the preserve, is excited to announce plans for the building of Zoo Midland, the first ground-up zoo construction project in the U.S. in 25 years. This, quote, inspiring, end quote, nonprofit project aims to break ground on the site of the former Nueva Vista Golf Club in early 2024. Anticipated construction is estimated to span between 2.5 to 3.5 years. Zoo Midland will focus on stewardship, enrichment, and interaction. Guests will have the opportunity to have unforgettable experiences with animals and educational moments with zookeepers. Quote, the goal of this project is to create a family-friendly destination in Midland, enhancing the overall quality of life for those that call this city home. Our board of directors firmly believes that humanity has a responsibility for our environment and the creatures that inhabit our planet, end quote, shared Jeff Beard, a member of the board. Quote, Zoo Midland represents an exceptional opportunity to instill a sense of stewardship that begins in our community, end quote. Adding an extraordinary level of expertise to the Zoo Midland project, Jason Green, the former senior director of animal care at Zoo Tampa, has joined as the chief zoologist. Green brings with him more than 30 years of experience and a passion for wildlife. Quote, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to design and build a zoo from the ground up, end quote, Green said. Quote, Zoo Midland has the potential to set new standards for education and interaction. We're excited to bring what's long been behind the scenes to the forefront. The true way to touch people's hearts and build connections is to allow them to experience the animals firsthand, end quote. The plans for Zoo Midland contain distinctive habitats throughout the property, including a savanna, farm, treetops, and a possible expansion for an aquarium in the future. The zoo will also include a designated event space that will be available for rent. Boot Lake Ranch submits the Preserve at Midland plans. Development at the former Nueva Vista Golf Club site features waterfront dining, 2 miles of public trail access. Boot Lake Ranch Property Owner, LLC, has submitted plans with the City of Midland for, quote, the Preserve at Midland, end quote, project, an exciting new family-friendly gathering place at the former Nueva Vista Golf Club, located just north of the interchange at State Highways 191 and 158. Plans call for dining, retail, and entertainment opportunities balanced by ample public open space and an active, quote, central green, end quote. The project embraces the unique character of the area by preserving over 40% of the property for open space and park space, woven together by a public trail system covering the entire site. Midlanders will enjoy a unique experience with a constant level lake and a boardwalk design that connects the retail and restaurants to the water, providing a one-of-a-kind waterfront attraction to Midland. With multiple outdoor amenities located throughout the site, there will be a little something for everyone. Quote, as a Midland-based company, we are very excited about sharing the preserve at Midland with the community, end quote, said Boot Lake Ranch partner Adam Cunyas. Quote, the property has so many great natural features that we've preserved and integrated into the project design that it really offers a little something for everyone. We wanted a place where families and friends, including our own, can come to spend time together, walking the trails, enjoying the lake and boardwalk, doing some shopping, having a great meal, or just grabbing a coffee and relaxing, end quote. At the heart of the preserve is 1 acre of innovative green space called the, quote, Central Green, end quote. Positioned as the gateway to the project's boardwalk, the Central Green will focus on community-centered events and entertainment opportunities, such as a farmer's market, live music for local artists, or outdoor movie screenings. It is also just a place for families to gather and relax to enjoy their drinks or food. Plus, there will be designated spots for food trucks on the weekends. Quote, we kept the community in mind throughout the design process for the preserve, end quote, said Eric Sabin of LRK, the planning and architectural design firm for the preserve. Quote, we went for simple, clean, and open building designs and layout that is intended to bring people together. Given the unique attributes of the property, the project will be a one-of-a-kind experience for residents, end quote. LRK is the same design firm for the Allen Ridge development, a similarly inspired project in Abilene. The preserve at Midland will also create an estimated 100-plus new jobs, along with new sales and property tax benefits to Midland, with more than 300,000 square feet of restaurant, retail, office, and commercial space opportunities. Quote, Midlanders should be very excited about the preserve's many amenities and its emphasis of preserving open space, end quote, said Tim Hare, principal at Dunaway and Project Lead, the engineering firm for the development. Quote, the design seeks a balanced approach that reduces the impacts to the environment and positions the project away from the adjacent neighborhoods. We've incorporated native grasses, flora, and materials to increase ecological and cooling benefits of the site while providing habitat for wildlife, end quote. Boot Lake Ranch Property Owner LLC is a Midland-based company run by local residents Adam Cunyas, Ian Denholm, and Reed Redman. After listening to the issues and concerns raised by the community following the previous applicant's plan for the property, the three jumped at the opportunity to bring a fresh, unique development that will serve all of Midland. Hispanic Chamber honors Carrasco as Business Leader of the Year. The Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce honored Adrian Carrasco, former chair of the chamber, at its annual celebration gala held on September 29th at the Bush Convention Center. Carrasco, the founder and CEO of Premier Energy Services, received two prestigious awards, Business Leader of the Year and Top Fundraiser Member of the Year, according to a news release. Quote, Carrasco's remarkable dedication and contributions to the Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce have been instrumental in its resurgence and growth, end quote, the news release stated. Quote, after serving for several years on the board, Carrasco's leadership was pivotal in helping the chamber rebuild its presence and impact within the Midland community, end quote. Under Carrasco's leadership, the Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has seen tremendous progress in promoting economic development, fostering entrepreneurship, and supporting the local Hispanic business community, the news release said. Quote, his visionary approach and unwavering commitment have propelled the chamber to new heights, end quote, the news release stated. Adrian Carrasco's community service included being a board member for Midland College and being on the board of the Literacy Coalition of the Permian Basin. Quote, Adrian Carrasco's leadership, both within the chamber and in the broader community, is truly exemplary, end quote, said Luis Sanchez, executive director of the Midland Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, said in the release. Quote, his passion for business development, advocacy for diversity and inclusion, and dedication to philanthropic endeavors have made a significant difference in our community, end quote. Midland ISD announces new police chief, Scott McCown. Midland ISD announced Friday afternoon Scott McCown has been promoted to serve as the district's new chief of police. McCown brings with him 30 years of law enforcement experience, including 23 years within a school district police department, according to Midland ISD. McCown formerly served with the Monahans Police Department and Ector County ISD Police Department. He has been with MISD since August of this year. Quote, most recently serving as lieutenant and interim chief for around 1 week during his tenure with MISD, McCown has developed good rapport with MISD officers, campuses, and district leaders, along with outside law enforcement agencies, end quote, Midland ISD reported. McCown's hire brought the number of current or former ECISD officials joining Howard's executive team in Midland to at least 10. Last week, Carlos Ortiz resigned from the position after around 3 months on the job. By Midlanders for Excellence in Education. Campaign message, more about marketing gimmicks. The core idea behind the current MISD bond and 2019 bond remains the same. However, the total cost to taxpayers has changed. The 2019 leadership and the current administration have few fundamental differences. Both chose architects, engineers, and financiers over academics. For example, in 2019, Failing campuses were anticipated to be handed over to public charters. This year, the current board and regime found themselves in the same academic position and were forced to turn over Lamar Elementary to a public charter due to failing student outcomes. Apart from leadership style nuances and changes to certain aspects, little has changed in MISD's approach to delivering a bond targeting the district's chronic academic underperformance. This time, the bond proposal has increased to $1.4 billion. A more aggressive marketing approach has been implemented, and MISD wants to take away much-needed property tax relief from Midlanders. Sadly, this bond plan has nominal action items to improve academic outcomes. Energize Midland's marketing strategy differs significantly from 2019's approach. Instead of consistently presenting objective details, the PAC and many supporters have opted for a doomsday scenario. This concept is a manipulative tactic, pressuring voters to support the bond or be labeled unsupportive of Midland's youth and unwilling to invest in our community. MISD allows the PAC to shamelessly use this framing, a deceptive and technical tactic, an evil tactic. Unsurprisingly, this emotional fear is more persuasive to certain Midlanders than a facts-only approach. The message leaves zero middle ground, forcing voters to choose between two extremes. It also leads to highly misinformed choices. The citizens and students of Midland deserve truthful marketing. The PAC needs to reconsider its approach and develop a balanced message presenting options beyond short-sighted, all-or-nothing marketing gimmicks. More than 2,000 respondents to a MISD survey voiced a strong preference for having voting options. When the bond committee initially presented in the recommendation to the Board of Trustees in July of this year, there were options, Prop A and Prop B. Prop A focused on secondary schools, Prop B concentrated on elementary schools and deferred maintenance. However, in August, when the bond committee brought it before the board, it had been repackaged into a single proposition, again restricting Midland voters to an all-or-nothing MISD administration decision. This approach ignored citizens' clear requests for choices and blatantly refused to acknowledge the middle ground. Thoughtful individuals recognize the importance of considering degrees and listening, not pushing previously failed all-or-nothing proposals. Improving school facilities is only one aspect of our challenge. We must also focus on creating top academically driven schools in Texas. To achieve this, MISD needs buy-in from all stakeholders. Trust is paramount between those who use local public schools and those who control them. Trust is earned and easily broken. Unfortunately, MISD leadership and a small percentage of Midland education leaders consistently demonstrate a gross lack of understanding of this critical concept. Those concerned about the cost and lack of academic focus with this bond and previous ones are not against investing in our schools or wanting the best for Midland. MISD's results have not proven to do what is best for our children's educational outcomes. The district's attitude and approach are stonewalling Midland's educational growth and improvements. It must change. We all support doing the hard work to improve student outcomes. However, constructing new buildings is an easy fix for a much more complex and complicated problem. Midland must have actual change with its overall long-term educational strategy. We need to target what's inside and controlling the schools, academic outcomes, and MISD's accountability and trust. New schools are merely an aesthetic change, not a heart, strategy, or vision change. Visit www.midlandersforexcellenceineducation.com to donate or request yard signs. By Energize Midland Schools. Delaying progress punishes our kids and teachers. Read any news article about MISD, and you'll find that at least some corner of the comments section has turned into a war zone. There are always a few grenades thrown at district leadership, curriculum, spending, or academic performance. They're not transparent enough. They're not fiscally frugal enough. They make too many mistakes. The list is endless. In the court of public opinion, the largest school district in Midland County has been fighting an uphill battle for the last decade. A battle that does more harm than good. It delays progress. Part of the struggle is that, quote, they, end quote, includes an elected school board of 7 volunteer community members who, in turn, choose the superintendent and set the tax rate. MISD leadership is not one single person or group who can be named from one year to the next. And for Midland, turnover in leadership has been a sore spot. The average term for a superintendent in Texas is 4 years. In the past 4 years, Midland has seen 5 superintendents. Things need to change so an effective superintendent will stay and a school board can successfully address the concerns of the community. But our children and teachers don't need to be punished in the interim. School bonds are not about school boards or district leadership. They are about building better futures for our kids. A frequent demand of those who oppose bonds is to withhold resources from our students until MISD leadership proves itself. Prove to whom? By what standard? For how long? Such threats and moving targets do nothing but stall progress. Meanwhile, our children and their teachers languish in outdated, overcrowded, and unacceptable facilities. Holding our leadership accountable is something we must do, but withholding resources from our teachers and students as bargaining chips is not productive. We can simultaneously hold district leadership to high standards, expect academic excellence, and provide exceptional educational environments for our children to move Midland forward. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Education is not a zero-sum game. Our current superintendent, Stephanie Howard, an award-winning administrator, stands apart from those who came before. She is a Midlander, she understands, and she's not going anywhere. Dr. Howard previously served as school principal in MISD at San Jacinto Junior High and Legacy High, was both the executive director for curriculum and instruction and deputy superintendent for ECISD, and formerly the superintendent at Crane ISD. She comes to us with a wealth of knowledge and West Texas experience. In recent years, MISD has operated with significantly understaffed schools and struggled to find substitutes. Already, Dr. Howard's presence has had a phenomenal impact on the problem of teacher shortages. Our teacher and staff positions are almost completely filled for this school year because they know she will deliver positive transformation. They trust her and believe in her. We should too. In less than a calendar year, our current district leadership has transformed student discipline by empowering and supporting campus administrators. As a result, campus disruptions have dropped dramatically, which directly translate to teacher effectiveness and superior student outcomes. The list goes on, but Dr. Howard's impact and vision is clear. Dr. Howard's team has promoted a multifaceted strategic plan to support student success. This involves academic initiatives, safety and security improvements, discipline, facilities improvements, and staff recruitment and retention. This plan raises the bar for everyone. School bonds are a referendum on the needs facing our district, and the needs are vast. They are not a referendum on MISD leadership, but if they were, we now have the right district leader in place to repair, restore, and reinvigorate our public schools. Dr. Howard now finds herself in a similar position as Winston Churchill when he said, quote, give us the tools and we will finish the job, end quote. The tools needed to finish the job are new schools. The proposed bond calls for construction of 2 comprehensive high school campuses, the addition of 2 new middle schools, and a new elementary school, as well as necessary safety, security, and accessibility upgrades at every MISD campus. This creates a domino effect of reconfiguring our student population to alleviate student suffering and elevate academic performance. Once the problem of overcrowding is addressed, it paves the way for further improvement and excellence in all other areas for years to come. So, if not MISD leadership, what is this bond about? It's about prioritizing our kids and teachers. It's a referendum on Midland's willingness to embrace a positive, hopeful, and growth mindset approach to our community. Will we support education? Will we do all we can to provide for our children? Will we come together and build something future generations can benefit from? Or will we withhold it? Our decision with the proposed bond reflects our values as a community and our intentions for the success of its future. The truth is, leadership comes and goes, but Midland is still here. We aren't punishing MISD leadership when we withhold resources. We are punishing ourselves, our teachers, and our children. There has never been a better time to pass a bond. Due to state tax compression and an increasing homestead exemption, we have an incredible opportunity to invest in Midland, our children, and our teachers without seeing our taxes increase. It's important to know that in 2019, HB3 mandated the phrase, quote, this is a property tax increase, end quote, be included on all bond ballots, whether it is or not. How can both be true? One part of our school tax rate, interest and sinking, I and S, does indeed go up, while the other part, maintenance and operations, M and O, goes down more than enough to offset it. In fact, the average homeowner will still see a $627 reduction in overall school taxes versus last year. Less money goes to Austin, more money stays in Midland. Now more than ever, it's important to be informed, get involved, and support our public schools. Visit www.midlandbond2023.com for more information and vote yes on November 7th. Oil prices retreat as natural gas prices surge. After reaching their highest levels of the year last week, crude prices retreated as concerns about sufficient oil supplies were replaced by concerns about continued interest rate increases amid a resilient U.S. economy. West Texas Intermediate fell 3 of 5 trading days on the New York Mercantile Exchange, opening the week by falling $1.97 to send prices below $90 a barrel. The price decline was highlighted by Wednesday's $5.01 plunge and further $1.91 fall Thursday. Prices regained some footing Friday, rising 48 cents to end the week at $82.79 per barrel, well below the $90.79 at last Friday's close. Quote, weakness in WTI this week was a sharp correction from the 37% price increase since July, end quote. Mickey Cargile with Cargile Investment Management told the Reporter Telegram by email. Quote, the correction reduced prices by $11.56 to date and is mainly reflective of higher interest rates strengthening the U.S. dollar, low gasoline demand, and seasonal weakness, end quote. Cargile noted that OPEC members retained their production cuts through the end of the year, which helps prices find a floor. Quote, domestic oil producers continue to exercise discipline in their capital allocations to drilling activities, preventing a spike in crude oil supplies, end quote, he wrote. Quote, I expect prices to find a low near current levels into next week, followed by increased prices into the mid-90s. Prices may decline again afterwards, reflective of seasonal weakness from November through January. Longer term, I am constructive on oil price and believe we will see a positive energy environment for the next 3 years, end quote. Natural gas prices rose 4 of 5 trading days, climbing above the $3.30 per MCF level. After opening the trading week with a 9-cent fall, Henry Hub futures jumped 11 cents Tuesday to $2.95 per MCF and soared 20.4 cents to rise above $3 per MCF Thursday. Prices added another 17 cents Friday to close the week at $3.338 per MCF, up from $2.929 at last Friday's close. Quote, to me, this is a little knee-jerk reaction to some mid-October cold that showed up in the 8 to 14-day weather forecast, end quote. Jack Weeksel, senior consultant with East Daily Analytics, told the Reporter Telegram by email. Quote, that, combined with a lower injection announced Thursday by the Energy Information Administration, has some traders going long November because they don't think storage inventories will make it above 3.8 TCF this year, end quote. Weeksel predicted that by the end of the month, traders will start to realize inventory is still above the five-year average and that late October, early November will bring mild to above normal weather. Quote, we'll also have a better idea of how winter is going to start. Most long-range forecasts have it being above normal temperatures, so that should move prices back down to earth as well. I have November Henry Hub cash settling out at around $2.60, end quote, he wrote. Edward Moya, senior market analyst, The Americas with Awanda, wrote in his daily newsletter, prices are seeking a floor, and Friday's strong jobs report and surge in the U.S. dollar could have prices eyeing the $80 level. Quote, this payrolls report is actually a positive for the U.S. economic resilient story. And that should mean this last thrust lower will form a major bottom, end quote, for oil prices, end quote, he wrote. WTI crude's bad week shouldn't turn into a sustained bearish trend, given how tight the physical markets will remain, Moya continued. Quote, if bond market chaos remains and the 10-year Treasury yield surges above the 5%, then oil might have one last sell-off before a bottom is in place, end quote. Texas Permian lead rig count lower for third week. Texas and the Permian Basin led drilling activity lower for a third consecutive week. Oilfield services firm Baker Hughes said Friday the U.S. rig count it has issued weekly since 1944 fell four rigs to 619, the lowest level since February 2022. It is also 143 rigs, or 19% below the 762 rigs active across the country last October. The number of rigs drilling for crude oil dropped 5 to 497, also the lowest level since February 2022, and 105 rigs below the 602 rigs seeking crude oil a year ago. The number of rigs drilling for natural gas inched up 2 rigs to 118, 40 below the 158 rigs drilling for natural gas last year. Texas saw the steepest decline in activity among producing states, falling 7 rigs to 297, 63 rigs below the 360 drilling across the state a year ago. New Mexico added 4 rigs for 106 rigs working across the state. North Dakota 1 and Wyoming 1 joined Texas in seeing declines, while Oklahoma 2 joined New Mexico in seeing gains. Activity declines in the Permian Basin moderated, but the region fell 3 rigs for the week, dropping to 309, 36 below the 345 rigs counted last year and the lowest since February 2022. The Williston Basin was the only other basin to see a decline, falling 1 rig, while the Eagle Ford and Granite Wash each gained a rig. Lee County, New Mexico, remains the most active county in the Permian Basin with 60 rigs, up 2 for the week. Eddy County, New Mexico, follows with 45 rigs, also up 2 for the week. Martin County held at 41 rigs a second week, while Reeves County added a rig for 28 rigs. Loving County was unchanged at 26 rigs. Midland County continued its losing streak, dropping 1 rig to 23. Glasscock, Howard, and Ward counties each reported 11 rigs, down 1 rig in each county. Hale and Mitchell counties saw no activity for the week, each losing the 1 rig operating in their counties. Enverus Foundations, part of the Energy Focus software as a service firm, Enverus, said the highest number of rigs operating in the U.S. during the week ended October 4th was 675, down by 2 rigs from the previous week's high point. The count is down by 12 rigs, or 2% from a month ago, and down 23%, or 206 rigs, year over year. According to Enverus Foundations, the Permian added 2 rigs to hit 297 in the last week. The DJ Basin added 1 rig to reach 17. The largest decline was in the Anadarko Basin, where 2 rigs were dropped for a total of 45. The Gulf Coast and Williston Basin dropped 1 rig each to 70 and 36, respectively. Appalachia was flat at 43. Community calendar. Voter registration event. The Permian Strategic Partnership and the Midland Hispanic Chamber will host a voter registration drive from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday at Martinez Bakery, 206 East Florida Avenue. Baseball talk at the Petroleum Museum. Former Midland Cubs general manager Bill Schammel will join Jay Hendricks to reminisce about the beginnings of minor league baseball in Midland. The museum's Brown Bag Lunch and Lecture Series event is scheduled for 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Admission is free and drinks and dessert are provided. Web pbpetro.org. TPPF CEO at MCRW. The Midland County Republican Women will meet at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday at Midland Country Club. Guests include Texas Public Policy Foundation CEO Greg Sindelar, Midland County Judge Terry Johnson, and Midland City Manager Tommy Gonzalez. Call Cindy at 806-777-6361 for more information. Kennedy Reception. The Midland College Foundation will have a reception honoring new Midland College President Damon Kennedy from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on October 16th at the McCormick Gallery in the Allison Fine Arts Building on the Midland College campus. Molly Maid fundraiser for Safe Place. During October, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Molly Maid of Midland and Odessa is supporting the Miss Molly Foundation and Safe Place. Any gift made to the Ms. Molly Foundation is tax deductible. There also is a raffle. More information can be found at www.mollymaid.com/about-us/Ms-Molly-Foundation/. Community Calendar. Make a Difference Day, Annual Fall Community Cleanup, October 7th. Pink the Basin Luncheon, October 10th, Horseshoe Pavilion. 2023 WTX Women, Professional Women's Symposium, October 11th through 12th. Senior Life Midland 34th Annual Texas Size Garage Sale, October 13th, 14th, 17th, and 19th. Pink in the Park, October 14th, Centennial Park. Wine and Whiskers benefiting Fix West Texas, October 14th, Texas Sun Winery. 12th Annual Fur Ball benefiting Midland Humane Coalition, Midland Country Club. Reporter Telegram School Bond Forum, October 18th at Midland College. Midland Northside Lions Club's 20th Annual Family-Oriented Roar with Laughter Comedy/Variety Show, October 21st, Hispanic Cultural Center. LHS Dolls Annual Charity Golf Tournament, October 21st, Hogan Park. www.lhsdolls.com. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, October 28th, Horseshoe Pavilion. Ladies of Heritage Oaks Witch Ride, October 29th. Quote, Love Comes First, An Evening with Jenna and Barbara Bush, end quote, November 7th, Petroleum Club. Regular events. Rescue Runners, 8 to 10 a.m., 1st and 3rd Saturdays, Midland Animal Shelter. Gentle Healing Yoga for Cancer-Impacted People, noon and 5:30 p.m. Monday, Yoga Sanctuary, 4202 Dawn Circle, 79707. One Bite at a Time's Cancer Support Groups, every second Tuesday of each month, 7 p.m. at 3813 North Midland Drive. Upcoming meetings, Midland City Council, 10 a.m. Tuesday, Council Chamber, City Hall, 300 North Lorraine Street. Important election dates. Tuesday, last day to register to vote, October 18th, Reporter Telegram School District 7 and School Bond Forums at Midland College. October 23rd, first day of 2 weeks of early voting. October 27th, last day to apply for a ballot by mail. November 3rd, last day of early voting. November 7th, election day, and last day to receive ballot by mail. Biz Buzz. Midland BJJ provides a positive, intense training atmosphere. Midland BJJ provides a positive, intense atmosphere for those who want to practice jiu-jitsu for self-defense, exercise, or competition. BJJ stands for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is a martial art and combat sport based on grappling, ground fighting, and submission holds. BJJ practitioners try to take their opponent to the ground, gain a dominant position, and use submission holds like choke holds, leg locks, and arm bars to force their opponent to submit. No striking allowed. Quote, it's a jiu-jitsu academy, but I feel like jiu-jitsu academies all have their own vibe. So our vibe aligns more with people who are doing this for self-defense, community, and mental health. End quote. Midland BJJ owner and head instructor Brad Barnes said. Barnes said a lot of veterans, members of law enforcement, and parents have joined the gym. Quote, this is a kind of a no one's coming to save you kind of environment, so we have to learn how to do it on our own. But because it's something for some people that's triggering or serious, we want to be sure we're having a good time, so there's always music playing, there's always good people here. We've always got upper belts, more experienced guys really like adopting new students, helping them out, helping them grow, end quote, Barnes said. Given the physical and mental demand required to practice jiu-jitsu, this positive environment allows students to focus on their craft. Barnes, according to Midland BJJ's website, has coached fighters like Paul Buontello, a former mixed martial artist who competed in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, the world's leading mixed martial arts promotion. Barnes is a 9-year veteran of the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office and Midland Police Department. He currently trains law enforcement agencies all around the country, flying out to New Jersey, Florida, Arizona, and other states, teaching seminars on self-defense. Despite these accomplishments, Brad Barnes made it clear that he'd like to keep the focus on Midland BJJ's great students and trainers. One of them is Dean Ritter. Ritter is a black belt and jiu-jitsu world champion who teaches classes and trains at Midland BJJ. Ritter is also blind. Before taking the mat to work on his technique during a Friday training session, Ritter said he started training around 10 years ago when he noticed his daughter's karate academy also offered jiu-jitsu training. Ritter says he practices jiu-jitsu for the competition. Quote, this in a lot of ways is a tactile sport, end quote, Ritter said. Quote, it's not kicking and punching. I don't have to block things. It's a wrestling art, so it's not that big of a problem, really, end quote. Another student at Midland BJJ, Brinson Prince, said it's useful for anyone to know some form of self-defense. Quote, even if that just means reading a room and being like, all right, I shouldn't be here. There's that, the self-defense aspect of jiu-jitsu, the fitness aspect, the community aspect, end quote, Prince said. Midland BJJ is an inclusive environment. Men and women of all adult ages train with one another. One of the young women who trains at Midland BJJ, Maddie Fernandez, discussed the lessons learned and therapeutic nature of the sport. Quote, you come here and get beat up every day and keep showing up. You don't give up, end quote, she said. Quote, you come in here downtrodden and out there it's chaos, negativity. Then in here, it's all about perseverance, not giving up, and even forgiveness. It's all love here, end quote. A training session at Midland BJJ. At noon Friday, Midland BJJ held an hour-long training session. 26 students showed up to, quote, roll, end quote. Quote, rolling, end quote, is sparring in jiu-jitsu lingo. The session began with a jog and dynamic stretching around the mat. All students donned their gi, familiar martial arts cloak and matching pants, for the first half of the training session. After the warm-up, the 26 individuals became 13 pairs and, quote, rolled, end quote, for six sessions, changing partners after each bell chime and removing their gis halfway through the session. According to Barnes, each practitioner's personality shows up in their grappling style. A bullish, aggressive personality may rush their opponent and look for early takedowns. A creative mind may look for unique ways to gain a positional advantage and execute a submission hold. Following the final bell of each session, students laughed and joked with the same people they were trying to throw to the ground and choke just moments prior. Barnes equated watching a jiu-jitsu practitioner work to watching fluctuating stock prices, gaining a positive advantage, then losing ground, then retaking control, and so on. What's up with Midland? Centennial Park, Food Truck Wednesday, October 11th, 18th, 25th. Pink in the Park, October 14th. Rise and Run, October 21st. Movie in the Park, The Addams Family, October 27th. Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. The Destination, Karaoke Night, October 12th. Friday Night Live, Jerry Hart and Flatland, October 13th. Horseshoe, Rig Zone Career Fair, October 25th. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, October 28th. Permian Basin Hiring Event, October 31st. La Hacienda, Ludacris, October 13th, Los Farmers y Herencia de Grande, October 20th, El Chacal, October 21st, El Potro y Piperin, October 22nd, Midland Community Theater, The Diary of Anne Frank, Saturday, Sunday, October 13th through 15th, Museum of the Southwest, Eclipse Day, October 14th, Sensory Dome Shows, October 13th, Parks Legato, Farmers Market with Pumpkin Patch, October 14th. The Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday, Family Fun Day every Sunday. The Braden Joplin Memorial Music Festival with Lucas Nelson plus POTR, October 14th. DJ Polly D, October 21st. Pecos and the Rooftops, October 26th. John Wolfe, October 27th. William Clark Green with Drake White, October 28th. Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia every Tuesday, Tall City Beer Run every Thursday, Oktoberfest Saturday, The Venue at Live Oak, James Carruthers October 12th, Shenandoah October 18th, Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Craig Ferguson, The Fancy Rascal Tour Wednesday, Late Night Catechism October 14th through 15th, Cirque Musica Symphonic October 14th, UTPB Choir Concert, October 16th. Reuben and Clay, 20 Years, October 18th. Aaron Lewis, October 19th. Casting Crowns, 20th Anniversary Tour, October 20th. Permian Basin, 16 Hands Piano Concert, October 21st. Josh Turner Long Black Train Anniversary Tour, October 21st. Cinema Under the Stars, Hocus Pocus, October 22nd. Corral Fall Recital, October 24th. Sound of Silence Tribute, October 24th. Temptations and the Four Tops, October 28th. Johnny Cash, The Official Concert Experience, October 29th. Life Tributes, Nathan Sutherland. In loving memory of Nathan Sutherland. Nathan Sutherland, born on November 14th, 1994, was a beloved young man with a heart of gold and an intelligence he modestly kept well hidden. He departed from this world on September 26th, 2023, leaving behind a void that can never be filled. A memorial service to celebrate Nathan's life will be held on October 14th, 2023, with a walkabout to honor his strolls. All friends and well-wishers are welcome to join us in remembering this remarkable young man. We will gather at Thriving United's GIFT Center, located at 301 East Illinois. Service will begin at 4 p.m., although friends are welcome to begin arriving at 3:30 p.m. Rest in peace, Nathan, and know that you will be forever loved and missed. Cremation arrangements were under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Martha Polly Evans, Cisco. A celebration of life for Martha Polly Evans of Cisco will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. Saturday, October 14th, 2023, in the chapel of Kimbrough Jacobs Funeral Home, 300 West 9th Street in Cisco. Martha passed away August 5th, 2023. The family invites you to honor her life and requests that all those attending wear casual attire. For those who cannot attend, online condolences may be shared with the family at www.kimbrojacobsfh.com. Eddie B. Beza. Eddie B. Beza, 39, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on October 4th, 2023, at Medical Center Hospital in Odessa, Texas. A viewing will be held at American Heritage Funeral Home Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, at 9 o'clock a.m., with rosary at 7 o'clock p.m. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, at 10 o'clock a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. Arrangements have been entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland. Tyler Levi Merrill. Tyler Levi Merrill, 40, of Midland, Texas, passed away Friday, September 29th, 2023, in Midland. No services have been scheduled at this time. Arrangements have been entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home, Crematory of Midland. Roy Raymondes Leon. Roy Raymondes Leon, 41, of Midland, passed away Tuesday, September 26, 2023, in Midland. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements have been entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Cooler fall-like weather hits Midland. Low temperatures in the 50s have helped bring in the arrival of fall to Midland. The National Weather Service stated Friday that while there might be at least one more high temperature of 90 degrees in the future, the nights will cool down into the 50s through at least Monday night. The high temperature on Saturday is expected to reach 73 degrees. That will be the low mark for around a week, as high temperatures in the 80s and 91 on Wednesday are expected next week. Friday's report. Friday's high, 80 degrees. Typical high for October 6th, 83 degrees. Friday's low, 55 degrees. Typical low for October 6th, 58 degrees. Last 3 days, Wednesday, 87 degrees. Thursday, 78 degrees. Friday, 80 degrees. Next 3 days, Saturday, 73 degrees. Sunday, 80 degrees. Monday, 84 degrees. Rainfall. This month, 0.24 inch. This year, 3.04 inches. Normal through October 6th, 11.24 inches. Most 100 degree days in Midland, 2011, 65 days. 2023, 57 days. 1964, 52 days. 1998, 51 days. Most 105 degree days. Total in Midland, 2023, 23. 2011, 18. 1998, 13. 2020, 12. 2018, 11. Source, National Weather Service. Other summer weather notables: June 2023 was the sixth warmest June in Midland's history. July 2023 was the second warmest July. August 2023 was the third warmest August. September 2023 was the third warmest September. July and August tied for the fifth warmest month, no matter the month, in Midland's history. A new record for consecutive 100-degree days was set from June 15th through 29th. 15. A new record for 105-degree days in the year was set. 23. Source: National Weather Service. By Energize Midland Schools. Delaying progress punishes our kids and teachers. Read any news article about MISD, and you'll find that at least some corner of the comments section has turned into a war zone. There are always a few grenades thrown at district leadership, curriculum, spending, or academic performance. They're not transparent enough. They're not fiscally frugal enough. They make too many mistakes. The list is endless. In the court of public opinion, the largest school district in Midland County has been fighting an uphill battle for the last decade. A battle that does more harm than good. It delays progress. Part of the struggle is that, quote, they, end quote, includes an elected school board of 7 volunteer community members who, in turn, choose the superintendent and set the tax rate. MISD leadership is not one single person or group who can be named from one year to the next. And for Midland, turnover in leadership has been a sore spot. The average term for a superintendent in Texas is 4 years. In the past 4 years, Midland has seen 5 superintendents. Things need to change so an effective superintendent will stay and a school board can successfully address the concerns of the community. But our children and teachers don't need to be punished in the interim. School bonds are not about school boards or district leadership. They are about building better futures for our kids. A frequent demand of those who oppose bonds is to withhold resources from our students until MISD leadership proves itself. Prove to whom? By what standard? For how long? Such threats and moving targets do nothing but stall progress. Meanwhile, our children and their teachers languish in outdated, overcrowded, and unacceptable facilities. Holding our leadership accountable is something we must do, but withholding resources from our teachers and students as bargaining chips is not productive. We can simultaneously hold district leadership to high standards, expect academic excellence, and provide exceptional educational environments for our children to move Midland forward. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Education is not a zero-sum game. Our current superintendent, Stephanie Howard, an award-winning administrator, stands apart from those who came before. She is a Midlander, she understands, and she's not going anywhere. Dr. Howard previously served as school principal in MISD at San Jacinto Junior High and Legacy High, was both the executive director for curriculum and instruction and deputy superintendent for ECISD, and formerly the superintendent at Crane ISD. She comes to us with a wealth of knowledge and West Texas experience. In recent years, MISD has operated with significantly understaffed schools and struggled to find substitutes. Already, Dr. Howard's presence has had a phenomenal impact on the problem of teacher shortages. Our teacher and staff positions are almost completely filled for this school year because they know she will deliver positive transformation. They trust her and believe in her. We should too. In less than a calendar year, our current district leadership has transformed student discipline by empowering and supporting campus administrators. As a result, campus disruptions have dropped dramatically, which directly translate to teacher effectiveness and superior student outcomes. The list goes on, but Dr. Howard's impact and vision is clear. Dr. Howard's team has promoted a multifaceted strategic plan to support student success. This involves academic initiatives, safety and security improvements, discipline, facilities improvements, and staff recruitment and retention. This plan raises the bar for everyone. School bonds are a referendum on the needs facing our district, and the needs are vast. They are not a referendum on MISD leadership, but if they were, we now have the right district leader in place to repair, restore, and reinvigorate our public schools. Dr. Howard now finds herself in a similar position as Winston Churchill when he said, quote, give us the tools and we will finish the job, end quote. The tools needed to finish the job are new schools. The proposed bond calls for construction of 2 comprehensive high school campuses. the addition of two new middle schools and a new elementary school, as well as necessary safety, security, and accessibility upgrades at every MISD campus. This creates a domino effect of reconfiguring our student population to alleviate student suffering and elevate academic performance. Once the problem of overcrowding is addressed, it paves the way for further improvement and excellence in all other areas for years to come. So, if not MISD leadership, what is this bond about? It's about prioritizing our kids and teachers. It's a referendum on Midland's willingness to embrace a positive, hopeful, and growth mindset approach to our community. Will we support education? Will we do all we can to provide for our children? Will we come together and build something future generations can benefit from? Or will we withhold it? Our decision with the proposed bond reflects our values as a community and our intentions for the success of its future. The truth is, leadership comes and goes, but Midland is still here. We aren't punishing MISD leadership when we withhold resources. We are punishing ourselves, our teachers, and our children. There has never been a better time to pass a bond. Due to state tax compression and an increasing homestead exemption, we have an incredible opportunity to invest in Midland, our children, and our teachers without seeing our taxes increase. It's important to know that in 2019, HB3 mandated the phrase, quote, "This is a property tax increase," end quote, be included on all bond ballots, whether it is or not. How can both be true? One part of our school tax rate, interest and sinking, I and S, does indeed go up, while the other part, maintenance and operations, M and O, goes down more than enough to offset it. In fact, the average homeowner will still see a $627 reduction in overall school taxes versus last year. Less money goes to Austin, more money stays in Midland. Now more than ever, it's important to be informed, get involved, and support our public schools. Visit www.midlandbond2023.com for more information and vote yes on November 7th. What's up with Midland? Centennial Park, Food Truck Wednesday, October 11th, 18th, 25th. Pink in the Park, October 14th. Rise and Run, October 21st. Movie in the Park, The Addams Family, October 27th. Colorado Street, Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. The Destination, Karaoke Night, October 12th. Friday Night Live, Jerry Hart and Flatland, October 13th. Horseshoe, Rig Zone Career Fair, October 25th. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, October 28th. Permian Basin Hiring Event, October 31st. La Hacienda, Ludacris, October 13th. Los Farmers y Herencia de Grande, October 20th, El Chacal, October 21st, El Potro y Piperin, October 22nd, Midland Community Theater, The Diary of Anne Frank, Saturday, Sunday, October 13th through 15th, Museum of the Southwest, Eclipse Day, October 14th, Sensory Dome Shows, October 13th, Parks Legato, Farmer's Market with Pumpkin Patch, October 14th, The Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday, Family Fun Day every Sunday, The Braden Joplin Memorial Music Festival with Lucas Nelson plus POTR, October 14th. DJ Polly D, October 21st. Pecos and the Rooftops, October 26th. John Wolfe, October 27th. William Clark Green with Drake White, October 28th. Tall City Brewing Company. Geeks Who Drink Trivia every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run every Thursday. Oktoberfest, Saturday. The Venue at Live Oak, James Carruthers, October 12th, Shenandoah, October 18th, Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Craig Ferguson, The Fancy Rascal Tour, Wednesday, Late Night Catechism, October 14th through 15th, Cirque Musica Symphonic, October 14th, UTPB Choir Concert, October 16th, Reuben and Clay 20 Years, October 18th, Aaron Lewis, October 19th. Casting Crowns 20th Anniversary Tour, October 20th. Permian Basin 16 Hands Piano Concert, October 21st. Josh Turner Long Black Train Anniversary Tour, October 21st. Cinema Under the Stars, Hocus Pocus, October 22nd. Corral Fall Recital, October 24th. Sound of Silence Tribute, October 24th. Temptations and the Four Tops, October 28th. Johnny Cash, The Official Concert Experience, October 29th.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the oil report of the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, October 7th. Liberty Energy CEO focuses on human aspect of sustainability. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. For several years, companies across the energy sector have published annual sustainability reports detailing their environmental initiatives. Liberty Energy is no exception, but the service company has a different emphasis for its reports, as illustrated by the title, Bettering Human Lives. Sustainability reports focus on how companies have reduced their own emissions, quote, but in my mind, that's overemphasized, said Chris Wright, chief executive officer. Those are good efforts, he told the Reporter Telegram by telephone, but not nearly the most important issue for most of the planet's residents. Emissions might be an important issue for the average citizen of a rich country, but those living in poor countries don't worry too much about climate change, he explained, and reinforcing the narrative that climate change trumps all other issues, resulting in policies pushed by the U.S. and Europe, quote, won't reduce emissions that much and will reduce opportunities for those living in developing countries, possibly impoverishing them even further. The fact that 3 million people die each year because of indoor pollution from using biomass, wood, dung, for cooking is more alarming to him than climate change, he said. Liberty's most recent sustainability report opened by considering the question of whether the world would be better off without fossil fuels. Quote, absolutely not, answered Wright, continuing that he puts his answer in terms of human history. Up until the 1800s, the average life expectancy was about 30 years, he said. Over the roughly 150 years fossil fuels have been in use, he said lifespans have more than doubled, and average income has grown 15-fold. People are even taller because they are no longer on the edge of starvation, he pointed out. Quote, the positives have been overwhelming, Wright said. Are there negatives? Of course, but the point is, we talk so much about the negatives. This report offers a balance between the positives and negatives, end quote. Human ingenuity will help the industry continue to decarbonize energy, a process that will take 20 to 30 years, even 100 years, while still offering the benefits of energy to the billions currently without access. Wright said what excites him is working with so many different companies in producing basins across the country and learning from their different operations. Quote, I'm crazy proud of this industry, he said. I love this world. I love the future world in which we're spreading the benefits of energy and expanding opportunities. Do we have negatives? Absolutely. We shouldn't hide them, but we also need to be honest and put them in perspective, end quote.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.